Good evening, and welcome to the first performance of Scratched Up Radio Theater, a locally produced show on listener-supported KKRN, 88.5 on the FM dial. I am Terry Orwig, your host for the evening. In keeping with our intent to feature regional authors, tonight's offering, Soup du Jour, was written by Jim Dowling, who resides at Old Shasta here in far northern California. And now, if you will, sit back, relax, and imagine. A disheveled young man, 30-ish, still in street clothes, sleeping between the armrests of a couch too small for him. In front of the couch, a messy coffee table, heaped with magazines, an alarm clock, a frisbee, some empty beer cans, spare change, a bongo drum, unopened mail, and his phone.
Yeah?
Hello, Raymond.
Kind of early, isn't it?
Never too early. Mind if we have a little chat?
Don't you people ever give it a rest?
You people? A good one, Raymond.
Where's your conscience, dude? It's not even 9. No call list mean anything?
Conscience. Now there's a worthy topic. Let's jot that down for next time.
You mind speaking English?
All I want, Raymond, is a few minutes of your precious time.
Ain't interested. Sabe, call the next sucker on your list.
This isn't a sales pitch. There's only one phone number in front of me.
What, mine?
Yours alone.
How'd you get my number? Oh, Christ. Last night, Roxy's. Dude, you got it all wrong.
I don't think so.
Yes, read my lips. All wrong. I don't do that. Oh, excuse me. Partake.
Settle down, Raymond. You're getting worked up.
Just so happens, guys don't do it for me. I like women. TNA, that sort of thing.
No one's suggesting otherwise. Can we leave last night behind?
Huh?
Earth to Raymond. Can we move on?
Yeah, sure. We know each other?
Quite well, as a matter of fact.
Then why all the mystery?
What can I say? There's rules to follow. Parameters.
Is this someone from the old neighborhood?
We do go back a ways.
Mike Louds, heck no. I thought you were in SAC.
Good guess. He's teaching high school economics.
Yeah, married that heartthrob Tammy something. 2 kids, big house in the burbs.
Divorced.
No. Really? What's next? Guess again?
Up to you, Raymond.
Couldn't be Corey Hines. Cancer got him. Oh, my gosh. One of the Huttons. This Ricky or Rob?
Neither.
I can't say I didn't try. It's been a whole lot of fun, Mystery Man. How's about I sign off and you pester someone else?
Don't hang up.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Kramer's wallet.
What?
You lied about it. Yes. Out and out lied. Said you found it under the bleachers. After the game. Didn't know whose it was. Nice reward, though,
You were there?
Saw the whole thing.
Then why?
Chill. Ancient history. Dredging that up wasn't very nice, but I couldn't let you hang up. Still with me, Raymond? Raymond?
I'm here.
Had me worried.
Not sure what, why, but I'm here.
Let's not dwell on unpleasant memories.
Thanks.
Shall we go back a little further? The house on Starlight?
How?
Close your eyes.
You're kidding.
Just do it.
Sure.
Close them, Raymond.
Close tight, seriously.
Raymond.
All right, they're closed.
It's summer. You're walking home from Little League practice. A big black car, you didn't see it at first, jumps the curb.
It's coming right at me.
That's right, coming straight to you.
But somehow...
Somehow it missed.
You've been talking to my mother. That's low. Nothing's off limits for you guys.
You are a tough nut to crack, Raymond.
I'm done. Game over.
Bear with me.
You with the government? I doubt that.
Let's hold off on the wild guesses.
Give me one reason to stay on the line.
Well, let me see.
You know stuff. That's obvious. Bet you're good with computers.
I do know some things, Raymond.
All right. I'll be your Huckleberry. Tell me about Drake's.
Drake's Pond.
You heard of it?
Drake's. You were 17. It was very hot that day. A bunch of you piled into Dan Filson's Subaru to go swimming. Something rather frightening happened.
Well, nobody knew.
That Carrie couldn't swim. Who dove into that pond full of cold, murky water, dove deep, went straight to her, and pulled her out in the nick of time?
I had this feeling.
You had a feeling? That's all? A feeling?
Are you saying I got help? The Grand Pooba, Celestial Hand, or whatever came down and guided me to her?
You ask for a clue.
And that's it. The big wipe away all doubt, mother of all clues, your best shot?
What's a take, Raymond?
I want proof, not some shuck and jive from a voice on the phone.
Okay, tell me, what's it going to take?
Give me a name, who you work for, exactly what you're selling. Spare the shock and awe crap.
I can't. I told you. Rules, Raymond.
Name what you're selling or it's adios.
You little pissant. This isn't over.
Loser.
Good morning, Raymond. I know you're there. Pick up. Talk to me. Please? Oh, Raymond, what a comedy of errors. I mean, who can blame you? I'd be sick of calls, too. But that's about to change. I'm here to set things straight. A new beginning.
Talk to me, babe.
I've got news. Good news. Those crazy rules. Well, they've been relaxed, just for you. Apparently you've made quite the impression. I'm envious. You have a friend in high places. And the best news? Are you listening, Ray? I've been assigned to your case. It's you and me, Raymond.
Put on the big cheese.
Who?
Head honcho, the big kahuna.
There's no big kahuna.
Then who was I talking to?
Edgar?
Yeah, Edgar, put him on.
Oh, I can't. He's got his hands full. The delusionals. Men and women who believe Elvis is still alive. Aliens inhabit the White House. Stanley Kubrick helped NASA fake the moon landings. It's a big group, especially in Southern California. If you'd like, we could shoot for an appointment.
Honey, time is money, and you're talking to a very busy man.
Oh, Raymond is so doggone busy. He can't carve out a mere 5 minutes from his hectic schedule.
You and that clown talk like you know everything. Well, guess what? I have a life. You got no idea.
You live alone. A week ago, you were laid off from Mike's Pizza. For dinner, it's hot dogs and canned corn.
I hate Facebook.
Let's try again, Raymond. Fresh start. My name is Angela, and I'd like to be your friend.
I don't want a fresh start. I want answers. Why me? Why all the calls?
All right. Quite simply, you represent a demographic we find critically important.
I do?
Yes. Oh, gosh, how to put this? Single men without a lot of direction. Bored, disaffected, basic needs not being met. A group very hard to reach with our message.
Me? Ray Chase, part of a big study? Well, that's why you can't identify yourself. It would skew the data.
Something like that.
You figure me out, the one thing I gotta have, and cha-ching, your stock goes through the roof.
There are parallels.
What are you calling me? You know, like, what's my category? Every group has a name.
Your category?
Unemployed, deadbeat, delinquent, wasted youth.
That's awfully harsh. I'd never say...
You don't have to, Angela. I've been down this road. You want to save me, save the world. One more bleeding heart. Raymond, we're going to turn things around, get you back on track. What is it this time? New clothes? Culinary school? Can I put in for auto mechanics?
I would like to help you.
Face it, Angela. We're both screwed. Cogs in the big wheel. And you know what I think? You need me more than I need you.
Well, that's silly.
Say it. You need me.
Absolutely. We need you, Ray.
No. You need me.
I
come on, you can say it.
I need you.
See, that didn't hurt. Back to the demographic thing. A little harsh, honey. Long as you're going to lump me in with a bunch of losers, let's set the record straight.
That's just it. There are no losers. Everyone is precious.
What meds are you taking?
I mean it, every word.
Of course. Just who are you? No games.
I am someone who cares. There's so much at stake.
You lost me there. English, por favor?
I know it's frustrating, but that's all I can divulge.
I can't break those rules. Angela?
Yes, Raymond.
I want to tell you something.
I want to hear it.
Well, it's personal. I'm not sure...
Do you trust me?
I do.
Unburden yourself. Bare your soul, Raymond.
You won't hang up?
Please, I'd never do that.
Promise?
Speak to me, Raymond.
I'm in love.
Wonderful. When did this happen?
With you. A stranger. A voice on the phone. It's crazy.
Me? Oh, Raymond. Let me explain what's happening. You're emotionally overwhelmed, swept up in boundless love for the world around you. It's perfectly normal.
No, Angela. It's you. You're different. You care. I know my attitude sucks. I can change.
Raymond, you are not in love. Feeling the love, yes, but no, you're not in love. There's an important difference.
What do you look like?
This is an exciting development, Raymond. You are close, on the cusp of surrender. Imagine the rapturous possibilities.
I'm feeling kind of rapturous right now.
It's premature. Give it time.
Blonde or brunette?
Raymond.
Tell me.
Can we change the subject?
No.
We have to.
Oh. Monitored call, I get it. Someone's listening.
Someone is.
This is about keeping boss man happy.
Your intuition is remarkable.
Then let's have a nice long talk.
You are full of surprises.
I got ideas.
Share them, Raymond. I'd love to hear your ideas.
One condition.
Yes?
We meet face to face.
You want to meet?
Hear me out. You want to score points with the man? Come over. Bring your clipboard. Ask me anything. I'll admit this isn't the Ritz, but it's comfortable.
I'm honored, Raymond, but...
It'll be fun. I'll pick up something at the store. I'm guessing you're the celery and hummus type.
I can't. Against policy, I'm so sorry. Don't be upset, Raymond.
Jerking guys around. That what you do for a living?
How can you think that I would...
Go!
But...
Leave me alone.
We'll talk again. We will.
Yeah, sure. Angela.
Dream on, Raymond. That one's history.
Put her on. We need to talk.
Around here, we call her Forbidden Fruit. Do yourself a big favor. Forget her.
Put her on or...
Or what? You're going to hang up? Hear that, everybody? Raymond Chase is going to hang up on us. Pass the Kleenex boo-hoo. Think we give a rat's patootie? Do the world a favor. Hang up.
But the survey...
Pardon me, of course, the survey. Ray is partaking in a big, important survey on single guys who can't get their stuff together.
A vital part, dude. You know that.
Dude. Try Lex, and here's what I know. You're a tool. A pawn. A dust mote in a global marketing scheme. That survey business? Brainwashing. Get you to purchase crap you don't need. You're a smart guy. How do you suppose they know all this stuff about you?
Identity theft?
You wish. It's so beyond that. They see everything.
I think you're forgetting the rules.
Like I care. I'm not with the program.
You went rogue.
Eddie and I parted ways a long time ago. One could say I'm with the competition. A smaller, leaner, upstart company. We have big plans.
To be number one. Blows against the empire.
Uncanny choice of words.
And you're asking me to switch sides, come over to you guys.
Be part of a tireless organization working quietly behind the scenes.
Underground.
Precisely.
What's in it for me?
Pure and simple. We deliver.
Deliver? Deliver what?
Come up with something, Raymond. Use your imagination.
I don't need anything.
Screw needs. Who said anything about needs? Raymond, everybody wants something. We tailor it to you specifically.
I could dig a week in Cabo. Tickets to the Coliseum.
Small potatoes. Think big, Raymond. Our motto is you can have your cake and probably theirs too.
How's this? Own a tattoo parlor on Sunset Strip, ride a flathead V-twin 47 Harley hardtail, and my gal, she's a dead ringer for Megan Fox.
That's a start. Nothing's off the table.
No. This is way strange. Not interested.
Typical reaction. Take a little time. Mull it over. The offer stands.
I gotta go. Time for yoga class.
Wait. Allow me one simple question, then I'm gone, out of here. How does that sound?
Let her rip.
What pisses you off? Really gets your goat?
Oh, jeez. Wow. Nope. Can't think of a single...
Gets you totally steamed, teeth grinding mad, makes you want to punch and kick the stuffing out of something.
Serious anger issues there, Lex.
Answer the question, Raymond.
I love everything. Kittens, old people, policemen, asparagus, you name it. It's love, love, love.
That is a crock.
Oh, so's the question.
We had an agreement, Raymond.
All right. Maybe there is something.
Well?
You're going to laugh.
Try me.
Prius drivers.
As in the car?
I hate the people who drive those little Jap hybrid cookie cutters.
That's, well, quite interesting.
They're God's gift to preserving the planet. Talk about a bunch of environmental wackos.
You can be quite eloquent, Raymond.
You asked.
Surely there's more.
Yeah, it could be. Do I, like, win a prize or something?
We deliver. That's still our motto.
Christina.
This would be a neighbor, perhaps?
She's this lady who stops by once a week, never fails.
And that's a bad thing? I thought guys like you welcomed a female companion. With open arms and a firm resolve, if you get my drift.
She's not like that.
How so?
She comes over, barges in all sweetness and light, sits here on this lousy couch, and proceeds to tell me how wonderful the world is, how fortunate I am, says I'm a beautiful person, a gift to this world.
Gag me with a Hallmark card. That one's twisted, Raymond.
She won't stay away.
Not good, Raymond. Not good at all. Christina's dangerous, like a drug. Every visit, she sinks her hooks in deeper.
We talking about the same lady? You know, plump sides, sparkly nails, smells like geraniums dipped in talcum powder.
One of many disguises. There's lots of Christinas out there.
I don't think so. You're overreacting, Lex.
Let's nip this in the bud now. Lock your door. Search the house for pamphlets. When she knocks, don't open it.
What is it to you? A Bible thumper comes to my door. BFD.
I care about you.
Oh, sure. You and everyone else. You know what? I think I like her.
Oh, please. I'll put on a skirt, high heels, if that's what it takes.
I'm going to invite her in.
What? You didn't say...
Ah, next time Christina knocks, I'm going to open the door, give that soldier of God the big hug she deserves. I'll make coffee. We'll watch Judge Judy together. I'll even bust out the Doritos and Cheese Whiz. Party time.
You're messing with me, and you will regret it. Mark my words.
Sure, Lex. I'll take my chances. Adios.
Hello.
Oh, I detest these calls.
Edgar, you're back.
Hi, Raymond. It's me. Not by choice, but yes, it's me.
What's going on? Bad day, I take it.
The bet. No winners this time around.
Bet?
Yes, the bet. See which of us could pull you in, get some sort of lasting commitment. No one foresaw Christina. Still baffles me what you see in her. Anyway, the results are in. We lost. This is it. The official goodbye on behalf of Lex, Angela, and myself. No one will bother you again.
Wait. You're saying these calls, all the rules, it's some game?
It's like this. You've been the entertainment. We'd be bored to death if it weren't for people like you. Irreverent, ungrateful, disorganized, undisciplined, untrainable. Traits that invite disaster, yet somehow you thrive. True rarity, an anomaly. When we come across someone like you, it's not uncommon for some friendly wagering to take place. The gist of these bets, can a person like you be coaxed to change? Believe in something, anything.
Is serious? Just a bet? I was starting to like the calls.
Trust me, we noticed. As casual relationships are not condoned, we decided this was probably a good time to throw in the towel. Call it quits.
That's all I am? The soup du jour?
Get back to your life, Raymond.
Hold on. You can't give up on me. Let me talk to Angela.
Nice try, but rules are rules.
So this is it. The end? No more calls?
Pretty much. In parting, I'd like to add, and Ray, you won't appreciate this, but you're one of the lucky ones. I hate the phrase, but you now rank among the chosen.
Well, I'm lucky.
You've experienced an intimate brush with the TGU. Very few people can claim...
The TG what?
Sorry. My bad. TGU stands for the Great Unknown.
Well, I'm the EB. Oh, sorry, that stands for Easter Bunny.
Laugh it off. After all, that is your MO. But very few get these calls. There's criteria.
Angela filled me in. The demographic thing.
No. To put it delicately, the show's coming to a close.
The show? What show?
The people who get calls, Raymond, are, well, they're on short time.
Oh, come on, Edgar, don't be a downer. I liked you more as Mystery Man.
There is one other reason you were chosen. With the time remaining, we had hoped to steer you toward the light.
Don't tell me I'm sick, like dying or something.
The scales are tipping in that direction.
How's that possible? I feel fine.
Everyone dies, Raymond.
No, no. Why am I suddenly supposed to take you seriously?
You don't have to. We could go round and round. That's fairly common, but really, such a waste of time.
When?
I'm not at liberty to say.
But I'm one of the lucky ones. You said that. I heard you.
I did. He's taken special notice of you.
He?
The one you toy with, endlessly ridicule as Grand Poobah, Big Daddy, etc. The big joke to you.
He's really watching me?
Closely, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
That's right. Wow.
Won't happen again, swear to God. Oops, that slipped. I'll make it up. Stuff the donation plate. Take clothes to the Salvation Army. I'll be bell ringer at Macy's. Serve food at the mission.
Spare the groveling. First of all, I've never seen it work. And second, I'm simply the messenger. I don't influence decisions.
Then tell me. I'll do anything.
It's a popular line these days.
I mean it.
Of course you do. They all do.
Damn, it's all because I picked up the phone. Why did I do that?
Wouldn't change a thing if you didn't answer the phone, Raymond.
I'd be waking up right about now.
To blissful ignorance.
Not a care in the world, but I had to answer the damn phone.
All by design, my friend.
Why couldn't it have been Mom? She calls on Tuesdays.
Stop it.
Always trying to hook me up with that hairdresser. Well, fat chance, Mom.
Raymond, will you shut up? I'm trying to tell you something. It's over. We're out of time. We have to wrap this up.
Over? Seriously? So what happens next?
I can't say.
Ah, those rules.
No. More like destiny.
Huh?
Listen, and I mean carefully this time. Here's how it works. In a few minutes, your alarm will go off. Just like every morning, you're going to wake up. But this time, you're going to look around and see that nothing's changed. You'll search to find some proof of what you dreamed was real, that it really took place. Don't bother. There won't be any. No proof, Ray. And really, isn't this what it's all about? What you choose to believe?
Tell me you're joking. What if I don't choose? Edgar? Edgar, you still out there? Hey, please, Edgar, don't go. You can't.
Thank you for listening to tonight's performance of Soup du Jour by the Scratched Up Players. Tonight's cast includes Jim Dowling as Raymond, Reagan Reagan as Edgar, Linda Reagan as Angela, and Bob Christensen as Lex. Directed by Elsie Ritchie, engineered by Bobby Tryon, and sound effects by Lily Dubois. I am your host, Terry Orwig. If you are an author who would like to submit a play or short story that is adaptable to a 25 to 27 minute format, please contact Scratched Up Radio Theater at scratchedup@kkrn.org. Thank you for listening to community-supported KKRN 88.5 FM. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. Are you ready to support your local community radio? To become a listener supporter, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the donate button, or mail a check to P.O. Box 188 in Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 530-337-1101 to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio or to learn more about us. Please stay tuned for Archaic Radio.